This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go, Halos!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. Do appreciate you tuning in. And do keep up with us on social media. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we do here on Saturday mornings every week, and also gives you some visuals that, unfortunately, we can't give you verbally. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. An annual event in Long Beach that I always look forward to is Canstruction Long Beach. And this is a great way to benefit people in need, but also have great competitive spirit that's going on. Teamwork from architectural and engineering firms. And this year, there's a little offshoot of Canstruction, that being Canstruction Long Beach Pet Edition. And there is a real need right now. Unfortunately, a lot of our local shelters are full with dogs for various reasons that are not easily explained. And it's really important to get these wonderful dogs and pets adopted so they're not euthanized. And that will be one of the benefits of Canstruction Long Beach Pet Edition. So joining us to tell us all about it is the ringmaster for Canstruction Long Beach Pet Edition, that being Terry Henry, who is no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show, plus the representative of the architecture and engineering firm P2S Incorporated, that is building this wonderful Canstruction for Pet Edition, and that being Stephen Peterson. So it is a pleasure to welcome both Terry Henry and Stephen Peterson to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Good morning, Andy.
And good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Stephen, we know you are a pet enthusiast, particularly a canine enthusiast, so we definitely want to get you in on all of this. Stephen, just stand by for a moment. Let's have Terry introduce, Terry, if you would, just the background of what Canstruction Long Beach is, who it benefits, and then to talk about the overview of your newest offshoot, which I think brings a smile to all of our faces, that being the Pet Edition.
Happy to. Canstruction actually has been going on since 1992 across the country and even internationally. And I brought it to Long Beach in 2014. Aside from taking a hiatus in 2020, we're gearing up for year 8 in September with Canstruction for human food. And you know, we feed a lot of food insecure people. So I just thought, I had just recently adopted a dog from Sparky and the Gang Animal Rescue and had done a couple of fundraisers with them before. So I thought, why not turn this Canstruction into a pet food fundraising event? And they were all over it. And P2S, Stephen, volunteered to build the structure. And as you know, it was supposed to take place yesterday, but unfortunately, due to some delay in product delivery, which Stephen will talk about, we've rescheduled it for June 17th at Trademark Brewing on Anaheim Street in Long Beach.
So, Terry, June 17th is the build date. And to bring Stephen into the conversation, Stephen, on the 17th for 12 hours, what's going to happen?
That's a great question. So on the 17th, our team can show up first thing in the morning, and hopefully we'll have all the products there the night before. And what we will do is start constructing this fabulous build, which our design team put our heads together, and we're going to be building a well-known cartoon from Nickelodeon that's been around for a little over 20 years called Blue's Clues. And so we're going to be building Blue, and she'll be sitting on top of her red thinking chair. And as Terry mentioned, sometimes certain things are just out of your control, and with the current state of the supply chain, that was one of those things that just wasn't lining up for us. So we're all excited, and we wanted to do it right, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal build and a great time for people to come down and visit the brewery and see this great charity event that gets to support, like she mentioned, Sparky and the Gang, which is some local dogs and cats that are looking to be adopted.
Now, Stephen, do you have a rescue too? I know you have a very agile little dog, but I'm not sure what the background is.
So, as you mentioned, I'm a big pet person, my wife and I, and we have an Australian Shepherd that's not a rescue, but we did rescue a little black cat about 5 years ago from the middle of the forest in Idaho. So it was before she even made her way to a shelter, and it was either take her home and give her a place to grow up, or probably let somebody else eat her for lunch. So we felt like we did our part, and it was a long 15-hour drive to get her back to Long Beach, but we did it, and she is loving life here in Long Beach.
A happy ending, Stephen, to what could have been a very sad story. Now, before we get back to what P2S does, Terry, for Build Day on June the 17th at Trademark Brewing in Long Beach, what are the hours the public can observe all of this?
They open at 4:30 during the week and at noon on the weekends. So, and we're inviting the public to please bring additional cans of pet food to the exhibition, and that will go to Sparky and the Gang as well.
Now, Terry, just to make the point again, in terms of all these cans that go into the build of the structure that P2S Engineering is doing, the cans are all pet food, and what happens at the end of the exhibition period to all of this wonderful canned dog food?
Well, all the cans will be boxed up by volunteers from Sparky and the Gang and myself, and will be transported back to the rescue center, which is only a few blocks actually from the brewery, and it's much needed right now. I know. Just a week or so ago, I think they came across a household with like 40 dogs that needed to be rescued. I think they took in 20. So, it's their occupancy is up and down, but it's pretty high right now. So I think it's needed.
No, the need is, of course, great. And Terry, just to reiterate the point, when people visit during the viewing period, once the installation is up in the late afternoon or early evening on June 17th, you do encourage people to bring canned pet food that can be added to this bonanza that Sparky and the Gang is going to be getting at the end of all of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And have a beer while you're at it.
And a very good beer, as we've discussed. Yes. On the SoCal Restaurant Show previously. There's a wonderful variety of craft brews that they do there, and they are very active in the community and very supportive of the community, as in giving this space for Canstruction Long Beach Pet Edition. Let's bring Stephen back into the conversation. Stephen, I know that your firm has been part of Canstruction Long Beach in the past. This is something a little different. How did you get roped into at this time, because from your point of view, from the engineering firm's point of view, this is a huge commitment before you even start to build the structure, because I know the planning process is very involved. And if our listeners look at either our Instagram or our Facebook feed right now, I think we've posted the rendering that you've done of what your installation is going to look like. And Stephen, it's ambitious and it's complex.
You couldn't have said it better. The planning leading up to this and the roping in, I think Terry's a professional at twisting my arm and getting me to commit, because she knows I'm a sucker for a good cause. But, P2S is very involved. We're a local engineering firm right by Long Beach Airport, and we are very involved with Long Beach. We've actually been teaming with Terry since 2014. We were one of the original teams, and I don't know how, but I've been the team captain every single time, and so I think she knew who to call. But the planning phase, I'd say this last week was quite stressful leading up to Friday, and I finally told Terry, I think we should push it a few weeks and give everybody a little breathing room. But I did see your Instagram post about 10 minutes before we went on the air, and yes, the rendering is ambitious, complex, but if we can pull it off, I think it might be one of our best builds yet. So I'm very excited to see how it turns out.
Well, Stephen, you know, visually it is quite impressive. When you and your team were contemplating this, like how many hours went into the decision of what we're going to build and then putting together the design? Because, again, this is complex.
I think we spent about 30 minutes brainstorming some ideas, and we wanted to make them, we wanted to select a famous animal, whether it's a dog or a cat. And so we talked around Scooby-Doo and cat dog and Pluto, and we said, you know, let's do something fun, and maybe the kids, even, you know, millennial kids all the way to young kids that come visit will remember Blue's Clues. And unfortunately, I was the one that got to kind of do the entire design myself, having the experience of past builds. But it's okay. I have corralled a team. We'll be actually teaming with a local construction company called Bremco Construction out of Long Beach. And so they're helping us prepare some of the build materials that we'll need to construct this. So it's going to be a team effort. And like I said earlier, I'm really looking forward to June 17th, especially because it wasn't yesterday, where it would have been quite, problematic with the shortage of cans we were experiencing.
No, you know, Stephen, as you say, you got to do it right, and waiting a couple weeks and being able to actually get more attention for this, it may be a benefit in the end. Terry and Stephen, I need to ask you to hang tight. We need to take our top of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about Canstruction Long Beach Pet Edition, which has been rescheduled. The build date is June 17th at the Trademark Brewing that is at 233 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach, and a 10-day viewing period thereafter. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.